Penny, hello.
Hey, Sheldon.
What is shaking?
I'm sorry?
It's colloquial, a conversation opener. So, do you find the weather satisfying? Are you currently sharing the triumph of some local sports team?
What's wrong with you? You're freaking me out.
I'm striking up a casual conversation with you. Sup?
Please don't do that.
All right, but I'm given to understand that when you have something awkward to discuss with someone, it's more palatable to preface it with banal chit-chat.
So this wasn't the awkward part?
No.
Oh, all right. Sup?
Oh, good, I used that right. Anyway, you're aware that Leonard has entered into a new romantic relationship, which includes a sexual component?
Okay, I'm feeling the awkward now.
Her name is Dr. Stephanie Barnett, and she's a highly distinguished surgical resident at Fremont Memorial.
Yeah, Leonard told me.
Good. What he may have left out is how important this relationship is to me.
To you.
Yes. See, of the handful of women Leonard's been involved with, she's the only one I have ever found tolerable.
Well, what about me?
The statement stands for itself.
Well, aren't you sweet?
Anyway, should you have any interaction with her, it would be most helpful that she not see you as a sexual rival.
Yeah, I think she's pretty safe.
You say that now, but consider the following scenario. You're sitting in your apartment. It's late. You're alone. Your hypothalamus is swimming in a soup of estrogen, progesterone, and suddenly, even Leonard seems like a viable sexual candidate. Or a hookup, as it's referred to by today's urban youth.
Really?
Yes. Now, should that happen, I would ask you to find some way to suppress your libido.
I could think about you.
Fine, whatever works.
Always nice talking to you, Sheldon.
Peace out. This is very pleasant.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
And you said there'd never be enough pasta for the three of us.
I stand corrected.
You know, Italian housewives have a rule of thumb. A handful of dry pasta, about an inch in diameter, is sufficient for each person, as it doubles in volume when cooked.
That's very interesting.
Thank you.
She doesn't mean it. She's just being nice.
Well, Stephanie, since Leonard seems to be dropping the conversational ball, I guess I'll just have to pick it up. Have you ever witnessed a violent crime?
No.
Good. What's your favorite fruit?
Strawberries.
Technically not a fruit, but all right. Where did you do your medical internship?
Lawrence Memorial in Galveston, Texas.
Really? That's where I was born.
You're kidding!
I spent so much of my childhood at that hospital. When I was 12, I got to ride there in a helicopter.
What happened?
Radiation burns. A little mishap while I was building my own CAT scanner.
Sorry. You tried to build your own CAT scanner.
No, I didn't try. I succeeded. In fact, I was briefly able to see the inside of my sister's guinea pig, Snowball, before he caught fire. It led to an interesting expression in our house. Not a snowball's chance in a CAT scanner.
Sheldon?
Excuse me. When I come back, just for fun, the subject will be alternative history. Specifically, how would the Civil War have gone differently if Lincoln had been a robot sent from the future? Look at that. There's even pasta left over.
Do you understand that this was supposed to be a date?
I do. Do you? Because frankly, you've been in a foul mood since I sat down.
Okay, here's my question. Why did you sit down?
To help. Look, if you fail at this relationship, and history suggests you will, then we risk losing the medical officer that our landing party has always needed.
What landing party?
You're Kirk. I'm Spock. Wallowitz is Scotty. Kuthrapali is the guy who always gets killed. And now we've got McCoy.
Standing around looking at the post-op x-ray, and there it is, clear as day, right in the guy's chest cavity, one of my earrings.
Oh my God, what did you do?
What do you think I did? I discreetly slipped off the other earring, put it in my pocket, and then got the hell out of there.
I have a bone to pick with you, sir.
Oh.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hi, Stephanie. I'm sorry I'm late, but your companion left the most indecipherable invitation.
What invitation?
We're going to the movies. What movie? What theater? What time? If you were trying to make it impossible to locate you, you couldn't have done a better job.
Oh, clearly I could have.
It took me nearly 20 minutes to go through the browser history on your computer to see what movie times you looked up. Wait here, I'll find us seats.
Oh, no, we have seats.
Not the right seat.
Ah. What is he doing?
Finding the acoustic sweet spot.
Ha! Does he always do this?
Sometimes he brings a toy xylophone.
Ho! Ho!
I am really sorry about this.
No, it's fine. No, sweet.
My apologies. You've been sitting in it all along. Leonard, you want to slide over one?
No, just sit here.
Oh, yeah, this is it. Leonard.
What, Sheldon?
Tell me what you see here.
The blunt instrument that will be the focus of my murder trial?
This is Stephanie's Facebook page. Now, where it should say in a relationship, what does it say?
Stephanie Barnett is single.
Yeah, furthermore, earlier this evening, she threw a digital sheep at some guy named Mike. Who's Mike? Why does he get a digital sheep and not you?
It's just her Facebook page, and we've only been going out a couple of weeks.
You don't see it, do you? We're losing her.
Okay, I'm going to make this very simple for you. You are not in this relationship. I am. Ergo, you have no say in anything that happens between me and Stephanie.
I'm afraid I can't allow that. Pursuant to Starfleet General Order 104, Section A, you are deemed unfit, and I hereby relieve you of your command.
General Order 104, Section A does not apply in this situation.
Give me one good reason why not.
Because this is not Star Trek!
Penny.
What?
This is banana bread.
This is a doorknob.
It's my understanding that an unsolicited gift of food can be a precursor to an impromptu invitation to come in and chat.
Sheldon, would you like to come in?
I suppose I could spare a few minutes. Were you robbed?
No.
How can you be sure?
Sheldon, what do you want?
I'm certain this will come as no surprise to you, but Leonard is failing in yet another relationship.
He's having problems with Stephanie?
She's sending virtual livestock to random men on the internet. If I have any hope of keeping them together, I need data, specifically. I need to know exactly what Leonard did that caused you to pop an emotional cap in his buttocks.
What?
Again, urban slang, in which I believe I'm gaining remarkable fluency. So, what is the down and the low? Yeah, and don't worry, this is all entirely confidential, so you feel free to include any and all shortcomings in the bedroom.
We never got to the bedroom.
Because?
Okay, all right, you know what? I'll tell you what happened. We were young. We were very much in love, but we could only communicate through a time-traveling mailbox at my lake house.